Hello, Malcolm here. It is the podcast version of my newsletter, dated the 7th of August, 2020. I hope you're well. Here we are, Friday, end of the week. Quite a lot to tell you about. And our title is Living with Hope. This is the 57th edition of the podcast version of the newsletter. So we're moving along into the 50s, nearly 60, like me. This week, Living with Hope. So the question I have for us this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are, is what's better? What's better? Last week I mentioned that I've completed training as a solution-focused coach. Indeed, I can now say, officially, that I am a certified solution-focused practitioner. How about that? I learned a lot of things on the course, but one that struck me in particular was how we began each training session. The first question asked each time was, what is better? And then each one of us, the coachees and the coaches, would share something from their personal life, their coaching life, whatever. But that was the first question, what's better? And sometimes there was a bit of a silence for a while as people reflected, but after reflection, even those of us who'd had a really tough week could think of something that was better than the previous time we met, or something better because of those tough things we've been going through. Sometimes it took a while, but we all got there in the end. It strikes me that's an excellent way for a Christian to start a conversation. Imagine we just meet one another and we say, what's better? What's been better since the last time we saw each other? Because since God is always with us and always has us safely in his love, something must be better. He's always working for our betterment, working for us to be more of who we can be, more of what we're called to be, more conscious of his presence, more filled with his joy and his peace. He's always got our best interests at heart. So what does that mean? Well, despite the challenges around us, the challenges caused by racism and all the injustice to do with that, the issues surrounding COVID-19 and whatever's going on in your life, your neighborhood, your country, whatever's going on, there is always something that's better. For example, on a small level perhaps, just as an example, I was able to record a sermon for the Singapore church that went out last Sunday. You'll see a picture of a screenshot that Karen Louis sent me in the newsletter. And I love that church, and I will gladly speak for them anytime. But I must say, the joy of being able to do it online instead of getting on a plane, battling with backache on those plane seats, sleeplessness, jet lag, oh, what a relief to do it online. Of course, I'd be glad to go and do it there. I would do it. But It's a great relief to do it online. And of course, that could have happened. I could have spoken to the Singapore church without the challenges of COVID-19, and I could have done it online. But it probably wouldn't have happened unless COVID-19 was with us. I had the privilege of speaking for that church because of COVID-19. And in some ways, that was better. I don't mean by that to say that all the illnesses and deaths and disruption caused by COVID-19 are worth it. That's not my point. It's simply to say that there is something good and something better as a result of everything that happens. And I believe that's a fundamental tenet of the Christian faith. Think about the cross. The cross was a travesty and a terrible injustice. But it produced healing and joy. The treatment of the early Christians by the authorities in the book of Acts was shameful. However, they saw it as a privilege. Acts 5:41. The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. You see, all pain has its point. 2 Corinthians 4:17. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. And this isn't a Pollyanna way of living in the realm of fantasy. It is an attitude of hope-filled trust. We live this way because the grave is empty. When we pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," Matthew 6 verse 10, we are asking God's hopes for humankind to become more of a reality through us. This has all made me reflect on how I'm doing it, living in hope and inspiring hope in the people around me. How is this area of Christ-likeness for you? Are you living in hope? Are you inspiring hope? And I say this especially if you are a leader of some kind or another. See, this week I reread the book Christian Reflections on the Leadership Challenge by Kuzes, if I'm pronouncing that right, and Posner. The link is in the newsletter. The very last page of the book addresses the importance of leaders keeping hope alive. They say this on page 126. Let me quote it for you. Talking about leaders, they say, "They keep hope alive by demonstrating the courage of their convictions. They keep hope alive by painting positive images of the future. They keep hope alive by taking charge of change. They keep hope alive by trusting the abilities of others. They keep hope alive by recognizing the dedication of others as they get extraordinary things done. Hope is attitude in action. It enables people to mobilize their healing and their achieving powers. It helps them to transcend the difficulties of today and envision the potentialities of tomorrow. Hope enables people to find the will and the way to aspire to greatness. Hope is testimony to the power of the human spirit. Leadership is often a struggle, and the only way to thrive is to keep hope alive." Well, I say amen to that. A really good book. You might like to read it for yourself. I'll be posting more detailed thoughts on the book in the coming days as I write up my notes. See, I often feel so inadequate as a leader. Indeed, recently I had the idea that I might start a new podcast called Confessions of a Terrified Leader. Leadership is tough, isn't it? And we're also inadequate. And I guess at one level, these kinds of feelings of inadequacy are appropriate because none of us are adequate in ourselves to be in any roles of leadership. We need the Spirit of Christ to make us what we can be for His glory. Perhaps that's why prayer has been on my mind more than usual recently. The new prayer series for Thames Valley and my Quiet Time Coaching prayer series are helping me. I teach these classes and record these things for my own sake as much as anybody else's. Both of these new series are focused on the Lord's Prayer, the version in Matthew chapter 6. And in addition, I'm continuing my studies in Psalm 23, which is essentially a prayer, in preparation for a sermon series for the Watford Church. It's Kenneth Bailey's book called The Good Shepherd that's my most recent source of inspiration in those studies. Again, the link is in the newsletter. You see, if I am truly convinced that with God as my shepherd, I lack nothing, literally, nothing I need, I lack nothing, and that my Father God will provide the daily sustenance I need, that's the Matthew 6 prayer, give us this day our daily bread. If I really believe that, if I'm convinced of that, then I can and I should and I surely will live in hope. You may have noticed the baptism of Jane Goldman in July. We were so blessed to see her baptized into Christ in the Watford Church in July. She and I have been talking about her mother, who is seriously ill with leukemia and probably doesn't have too long to live. Jane is determined to do her best to bring the message of the gospel to her mother before she dies. So she and Kate Edwards, another member of the Watford Church, are beginning Bible studies with Jane's mother. In fact, today, as I record this, they're actually involved in that right now. Now, Jane is a new disciple, and Kate has never studied the Bible with someone in this situation before. But I know that they will approach the situation with hope because they believe what Jesus said in Luke 18:27, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." I have days when I despair of the injustice in this world. I have days when I despair of the disappointments I have with myself and honestly the failings of people I wish I could trust. Perhaps you similarly cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel, even though you can hear the sound of the approaching train. In those moments, what do? Let's take a moment to breathe, to pray, and remember that, as it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Hope does not disappoint. Well, with those thoughts in mind, let me just tell you briefly what's on the website this week. Firstly, the most recent Tuesday teaching tip, episode 210, is how to end your lesson. And if you watch the video, you will see the rare sight of me. I'm getting a bit tearful in there. But that's about how to conclude a lesson. It's part of the new series. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Up online, also on the website and on the YouTube channel, you'll see the first class in the Thames Valley series called How You Should Pray. This then is how you should pray. And it's class one on verse 9 of Matthew chapter 6. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. For Quiet Time Coaching this week, it's episode 237, and it is part one of a new series called How to Pray the Lord's Prayer, an 8-part series for August and September. My sermon recorded for the Singapore Church is up online. That's called How Jesus Prepared His Followers for Acts. That's John 13, 14, 15, and 16, so you can see that if you wish. The Watford update. Last Sunday, Stefan Wolmeren spoke, and the link to that is on the newsletter. This week, I'm speaking on Psalm 131. Looking forward to welcoming the Wokingham location of the Thames Valley Church. You'll be joining us, and I believe some members from the Bristol Church. We start at 10:30. If you want to come, do drop me a line. This coming Wednesday, the women will be meeting. Again, if you'd like to join them, message me, and I'll pass you the link. For Thames Valley, as I've mentioned already, we've had our first class in the new series on prayer. The next class is in 2 weeks' time, which will be on Matthew 6, verse 10. And my question about prayer is, if you could share one thing about prayer with people, what would it be? And secondly, if you have one question about prayer for yourself, what would that be? Let's see if we can answer those in that prayer series. Those are some things coming up. For me, over the next week, you'll be praying for me as I have a few projects for the next few days. Firstly, on Sunday, I'm preaching on Psalm 131 for the Watford Church, as mentioned, and Psalm 132 the next Sunday. So do pray that I manage to get the message of those psalms across appropriately. I will be continuing to prepare the new series on prayer for Thames Valley, Class 2, coming up. I will be recording Class 8 of the teaching series, They Tell of the Glory of Your Kingdom, Speak of Your Might. This week we are going to be talking about how to make your lessons memorable, how to make them stick. There will be a further Quiet Time Coaching podcast on Hallowed Be Your Name on Thursday, that will come out. I have a meeting with the Thames Valley leadership team on Monday night, which I'm looking forward to. It'll be great to see them. On Wednesday night, I'll be hanging out with Eddie Ballion and his friends from Canada and the USA and various places, so that'll be fun. And tomorrow morning, Saturday, I have an online meeting with the awesome Apollos group. We'll be talking about our potential next project. After the last one, is there a message in the mayhem? So please pray that we have wisdom to know what to do with that. And finally, if you would be interested in some coaching, either paid or pro bono, I would like to offer that for anybody who would like it. I need to get some hours under my belt to be able to apply for the ICAF certification. So if you'd like some coaching, do let me know and let's see what we can do. So until the next time, I hope and pray that you will notice what is better. Let's live in hope. Until the next time, take care and God bless.